Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
I'm going to play you a quick clip from conservative journalist Austin Fleckus. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. He's apparently very popular. I'm very disappointed in myself for not having followed him because his stuff's really awesome. I'll be the first to admit it. I should have known about this guy for a while. I've been following him on Twitter, but I guess his stuff never hit my feed until he posted this viral video on Twitter. Last I checked, it had like 25,000 retweets, which is awesome, and it deserves a lot more because it's absolutely stunning what Congressman Jerry Nadler had to say about Antifa. Here, take a listen.
It is true. There's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth that's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sir, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. They're throwing fireworks at federal officers. DHS is there. Look online. It gets crazy, Mr. Nadler.
Wow, so he thinks it's fake news.
Antifa's a myth.
Yeah, Antifa's a myth in Portland. Meanwhile, the whole city is on fire, and they're trying to burn down the courthouse. But, you know.
So for those of you who didn't get to see the video of this, there was visible shock in the eyes of Fleckus that, I mean, he couldn't believe that what he just heard. Jerry Nadler believes that the Antifa violence, extraordinarily well-documented violence that has been happening in Portland, you know, this current batch is nearly at 60 days, but Portland Antifa has been at the forefront of Antifa violence for years. You know, just ask Andy Ngo, ask anyone in downtown Portland, ask Portland police. They know. This is, again, extraordinarily well documented. You can see literally dozens of examples every night. And that's just what we're able to capture on video. Imagine all the violence that's happening that's not captured on video. They're trying to burn down federal buildings. They're taking down fences. They're beating people. They're firing off explosives and fireworks at police officers. They are violent. They are Antifa. They aren't claiming otherwise. There's no campaign trying to disprove their violence. They are violent, and they are damned proud of it. So for someone like Jerry Nadler, who has been in Washington, D.C. for longer than most of you have been alive, for him to claim that it's a myth that's, you know, only told in Washington, I mean, I am dumbfounded. Now, the more that I think about it, the more that I realize how can he say these things? I mean, let's state for the record, you know, some I see a lot on social media who are saying, oh, you know, he's just out of touch. He doesn't keep up with things. You know, he's just an idiot. Okay, so all of those things are true. But when it comes to Antifa's violence, particularly in places like Portland and Seattle, where the violence has been escalating for weeks, there's zero chance that any sitting member of the House of Representatives is not completely and unambiguously, wholeheartedly aware that Antifa is committing acts of violence every night. I refuse to believe that we live in a world where our elected officials can be that blind, that dense, that oblivious to the truth. Sure, there's certain things they don't know, okay? There's obviously, you know, certain circumstances that with so much going on in the nation, I don't expect them to know every detail of every event that's happening. But to say that it's a myth, That means that he's heard about it. Okay, obviously. For him to claim that it's a myth means that this is a narrative that they're spreading, the Democrats. We've already seen mainstream media attempt to debunk it. You know, their constant claim that these rioters and looters, these violent criminals in places like Portland and Seattle and Chicago and New York and Albuquerque and Oakland and so many other cities across this nation, their attempt to claim that these are peaceful protesters, sure, I mean, it's propaganda. We expect it, but we don't expect our elected representatives to make such a claim, make claim that it's a myth. Okay? I'm at a loss for words. This particular conservative news brief is going to be very brief because I really can't add to it. I mean, you heard him. Let's play it one more time. Just so we can actually believe that this was said by a sitting member of the United States House of Representatives.
It is true. There's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth that's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sir, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. They're throwing fireworks at federal officers. DHS is there. Look online. It gets crazy, Mr. Nadler.
Wow, so he thinks it's fake news.
Antifa's a myth.
Yeah, Antifa's a myth in Portland. Meanwhile, the whole city is on fire, and they're trying to burn down the courthouse. But, you know.
Look, I get it. His district is very much ruled by Democrats. So I'm not expecting him to be ousted by a Republican anytime soon. But my gosh, that clip alone, this guy should be ripe to be primaried by some Democrat that's not completely clueless, that's not completely out of touch with reality. Maybe this is what it'll take to get a Republican victory in his district. I don't know. I don't know if it's even possible. I don't know the demographics or voting history in his district, but I would say that statement alone should be enough, and under normal circumstances would be enough to tank any politician. But then again, we've heard over the years, mostly Democrats, not always, sometimes Republicans, but mostly Democrats saying really idiotic things, and they're able to spin out of it like slimy little slugs that you just can't get a good grip on because the mucus on their skin is just ugh, whatever. Anyway. Oh, I can't wait till this guy retires or is defeated or something, because it's just, it defies common sense that somebody like Jerry Nadler represents other human beings, other Americans in our nation's capital. Such things should not be. Lord willing, you guys will get to hear another episode here very soon. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.